You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Jamie McAllister, Lead Coordinator for the Shots Foundation, to tell us all about sight loss soccer. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what is sight loss soccer?
Sight loss soccer is our football initiative for anyone over the age of 16 with any form of sight loss to come and join us once a month and have a kick around. And, you know, we've been running for quite a few years now, and our numbers are pretty high, and we're becoming quite popular. So we'd like to continue to spread the word and get more people involved.
It's so, so important that we get blind or partially sighted people involved in sport of any kind, really.
Definitely.
Finding that confidence in the first place to go out and do it. Is that something that you've found in doing sight loss soccer, just people's confidence builds and builds?
Absolutely. We've got a young lad who's not only partially sighted, but he's also got cerebral palsy. The difference and the growth he's made in the last 18 months, 2 years, has been extraordinary. And, you know, as you say, there's so many barriers to getting people involved in exercise and activity. And, you know, we are working hard to eliminate those barriers. So we've moved to a new facility, which is a lot more accommodated for people with sight loss. You know, whether you're completely blind or, you know, partially sighted, you're more than welcome to come along. And for us, it's just, you know, how can we eliminate those barriers? How can we get people there? And then once they're there, you know, we want them to have a good time and, you know, want to come back in the next month.
And the kickabout and the sporting side of it is one aspect of it, but there must be a huge social side to it as well.
Absolutely. David, we've seen a whole new group of friends created, to be honest, because all the guys and ladies that have come to us have all come independently, and they've formed this friendship group, and it's brilliant. They, you know, they go out for a drink together. You know, we invite them here to the football club, Aldershot Town Football Club, for a game. You know, they all come together, they sit together. You know, they pop over the road for a drink together. You know, it really has helped them socially. And, you know, we speak about it being a football project, and it is a football project, but it's so much more than that. We're not playing competitively at the moment. It's not something we focus on ability, if that makes sense. So you don't have to be the world's best footballer to come along. You could be someone with no experience at all. Those are sort of people we do have come down. But aside from that, you know, helping people come out, be more sociable, build that confidence to go, and also perhaps engage in more sports. So cricket's always quite a good one for visually impaired or partially sighted people, but, you know, also just to get out of the house, go for a drink, you know, and do other activities with a group of friends.
And how can people get involved in sight loss soccer if they're in and around the area?
So you could go through to Open Sight Hampshire, Sight for Surrey, and they'd pass you on to us, or you can come directly to us. You know, you can give us an email at admin@shotsfoundation.org, which will come straight through to me, or you can just give us a call. You can give me a call on my mobile, which is 07482 967 122. You know, the sessions are completely free. We don't charge because we don't feel like you should have to pay, and whatever we can do to accommodate you and to get you involved, we'll do. You know, we could help with travel, we could sort out some lifts for you, or provide you some guidance around the bus routes, where the nearest train station is, anything like that to make you feel more comfortable. You know, we'll do our best to do that.
Jamie McAllister, Lead Coordinator from the Shorts Foundation, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling us all about sight loss soccer.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.